Oh, yeah, son. We got that background music going again.
Dude, this shit is loud.
Oh. Play that funky music.
It's going to be like a little jazz music in the bag. Oh, shit. Oh. I'm going to turn my phone down. You know, anybody that'll that's an old throwback podcast listener probably recognizes. Well, you're not going to recognize where we're at, but what I'm saying is, like, we're in an old spot. We in an old spot. Get back that. When the music was loud.
Yeah, we had to give them a throwback for that New Year. We had to get that New Year's music going, son.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Hope you all had a nice.
Not New Year's, you're a fool. Let me see, where are we at?
It's going to be, by the time you listen to this.
No, by the time you listen to this, it's December 30th.
New Year's week.
Yeah, New Year's week.
So now, 2 days we're out. Closing out the week right now. We got to reminisce.
Closing out the year.
We're closing out the week, the year. We're closing up shop. I don't want to see motherfuckers till next year.
Dude, I'm about right there. My bitch, just look at this motherfucker. Yeah, guy in the back. Look back at his truck. Look.
Fucking white people,
man. He's got like a, what does he got? Like, he put Christmas lights all over his spare tire in the back.
#WhitePeopleShit.
The Jeep.
I told you.
Anyways.
I told you #WhitePeopleShit. White people shit. You don't believe me. Yeah, man. I took this whole week, the whole past week off, Christmas week off. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to see a single person.
It's supposed to be the happiest day of the year.
I was happy. I was very happy. I was ecstatic.
I just mean, like, people are kind of nicer than they normally are.
It smells like boiled eggs out here. Ugh.
What the I can't smell anything. I'm congested as a mug.
No, man. I got that super sense of smelling.
I don't know, man. I think if I could give away one of my senses, if God was like, look, man, I don't have all the spare parts for you. You're going to have one less sense than anything else.
We put too much dick in you.
They're going to be like, look, you got to give away one sense. I don't want to give away my vision.
Right.
I don't want
to. Then you can't see boobs.
That's right. I don't want to give my taste.
I don't know if you're touching chick boob or fat guy boob.
Jesus. That's right. I don't give away my taste. You know what I'm saying? Then you don't know.
Then you can't taste the boob.
That's right.
Can't taste the coochie. You're like, what is life?
What's going on?
Is this coochie? Is this Play-Doh?
What is it? A lot of consistency going on here.
Yeah, what is this?
Meaty.
Is this uncooked bread? What is this?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Anyways, I don't want to give away feel, you know, because you're just like, right. No, I like feeling shit. Touching shit's great.
I can't touch uncooked bread.
That's right.
Maybe you like making bread.
Trying to get that fat rabbit. You can't, you can't touch it. You can't perform the power move without a sense of touch, dog. Right.
You can't give the three-finger Mexican oil change.
That's right.
Specialty of Mexicans.
So... smell, I think, is the one that I'm like, all right, man, that's the one to go.
Then you won't know if there's a fire in your...
Then I'm going to have a lot of good time. I'm trying to make up for the sense of possible death by feeling and touching and eating as much as I can.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but then, you know, when you're in a house and they're like, oh, you have a natural gas going through your house, and they put that egg smell in the...
Yeah.
According to Ross and friends, they put that egg smell in to that way you know you have a leak. I won't ever know. I'll just blow up. I'm like, fuck it.
Life I feel good. Real lightheaded.
Feel real lightheaded.
I guess I'm going to take a nap now.
My dogs are over here crying and shit. I'm like, that's all right, guys. It's
good. I'm going to take a nap now.
Take a little nap.
I feel real warm, though. That's cool.
As long as I can see the fire, I'm good, dog.
Yeah.
I could run from the fire because I could feel the ground.
Yeah, there you go. Well, see, that's what worries about me about living in an apartment because fucking...
people are morons and your shit's going to get blown up?
Yeah. And what if there's a fire and shit? Like, I'm jumping out the window. I'm a smart person. I can land from at least 2 stories up, 3 stories possibly, without killing myself because I'm like, I'm going to jump on the car.
You should always have like
but
a grappling
slower people,
hook.
Slower people are like, I'll land on the concrete head first. I'll be fine. Like, no, don't fucking do that.
That is one of the more disturbing sounds whenever you watch those videos of people like landing on their head and you hear that flesh. Yeah, it's like a an empty kind of, you know, those fucking idiots that lack a brain. It's just an empty like nook. But it's a disturbing primal sound when you hear human bodies hitting hard shit. You're like, oh, like you clench up a little bit. You're like, oh, your balls kind of shift in a little bit. You're like, oh. Right.
Speaking of people who have no brains, this dumb fuck over here parked right by me. He left now with this flat titty girl. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Ruben, why would you say such a horrible thing? Because she was just showing all her flat tittiness. All
right, first of all, I'm wearing three layers. For me to wear three layers, that means it's kind of cold out here.
It's a little nipply out here,
son. I
got
a fucking hoodie on. I never have a hoodie on.
I got...
Unless I'm going fucking SEO and I'm about to kill a motherfucker.
I got a shirt on. I got a flannel on. And I got my jacket with the hood on.
It's chilly.
My boy John has
fucking hoodie on.
Fucking pants on for once. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Got a fucking hoodie.
He got a hoodie.
Jacket.
A jacket and a hood on. We are bundled up. We're drinking hot drinks out here.
Cold.
We had a discussion of possibly taking this to a vehicle if it gets too cold, but we're grown ass men.
We're going to man it up. Getting ready for that ice age.
This bitch over here and his bitch who he was driving around decided, one, to park by me when there's 1,000 other spots. And two, she came out showing her lack of chest. And I was like, listen.
Yeah, her thin shirt was like a V-cut. And it was like almost to like her center of her chest.
Yeah.
Like, not by like, the between her tits. No, I mean like right above the abdomen.
Yeah.
Like right above the area where your abs would start. Actually, right around the area where your abs would start. Yeah. Like pretty low.
Yeah. And I'm just like, come on. What are you trying to show? You're not showing nothing.
And I didn't want to be mean, but she was kind of flat-chested. Like, hey, poor girl. Poor girl. Like, God's like, oh, sorry, girl. I ran out of tit credits.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give you a little IOU for the next life, you know?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess,
but it's like in the next life, you're going to be stacked.
You're going to have that Pamela Anderson tits.
Yeah. Naturally, though.
Wow. Born with them. You're gonna have back problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like that chick, that British chick that we talked about in the last week's episode.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Holler at your boy. What?
Yeah. But no, he just you're probably saying, why are you going ham on him? Because they fucking parked by me when there's 13 other parkings around. Irritates the shit out of me.
Well, he's still living in the hopes and dreams age, dude. He's living in that age where he's just in high school, maybe in junior college, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna get this BRZ and I'm gonna make it the fastest car ever, and it's literally stock, and he painted his stock wheels.
Hey man,
he's do what you can guy.
Just like when I'm like, I should make my car fast, and then you know how I make my car fast?
You're like maintenance.
That's exactly right, son. I put gas in it. I turn the EC off.
Like, I do maintenance in its normal intervals.
Yeah.
According to the manufacturer's suggestions. Yeah,
like, the light came on. It's like, I need an oil change. I'm like, all right, I got you. Wait till I get paid. You shall have your oil change. Yeah, man. Fucking.
I hear you, dog.
That's how you remain fast. You got to lower your expectations a bit, you know? So we hit the club up yesterday, you know?
You and Black Mystery going, not you and I.
No, you didn't go with me.
Oh, okay.
You were...
I was like, am I Black and Adam?
I took your lifeless like body.
I forgot.
Trying to do the devil's... what was it?
The devil's threesome?
Yeah, devil's threesome. I was going to say the devil's triangle.
What did we used to call it back in the day? It was like the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower. Fuck, that's terrible. I'm going to make a sticker of that. Hashtag Eiffel Tower.
You're like, there's a human centipede, and then there is the...
Oh, fuck. I was, the fucking Matrix. See, Black Mystery Girl? He just brought up the human centipede. Me and her were just having this discussion earlier.
About that shit movie?
It was like that. I was like, I was laying on the bed, and then she was like, also on the bed. I was like, oh, lower yourself onto me. I'm going to be the human centipede. I'm like, in 2020, we're going to start centipeding each other. And she's like, she starts busting out laughing. She's like, what the fuck? What is that?
She didn't ever saw it?
I was like, you never seen the human centipede?
She's a
like,
baby.
No. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look, it's a human centipede. They all tied each other up through their mouths to their what, their ass?
Yeah.
Their ass. I'm like, I don't want to eat your ass, so it's going to be, you know, the way God intended.
You're like, God wanted this.
God wanted this.
He specifically shaped it this way for this reason.
Right, exactly. We're not going to do anything.
Does my tongue go horizontal for real?
No, it doesn't.
It's vertical. All right. Science. Get it together.
Call Bill Nye.
That's right.
DeGrasse Tyson. They'll tell you the same. So, yeah. So 2020, we're centipeding. The year of the centipede.
You're like new Chinese zodiac. Year of the centipede.
Centipeding.
It's going to get right in the middle. Between the rat and the tiger. Year That's of the right. centipede.
2020, centipeding.
Oh, fuck. That movie was fucking disturbing, but it was also like what the fuck? Like, who thinks of that? Who thinks of that?
Look, man, when you do meth from a bathtub, I bet you get a lot of cool ideas.
I've never sat there and been like, oh, man, what if we just tie somebody to someone else's asshole and do surgical? Like, there's some dark, dark shit, man.
Yeah.
My pups are going ape shit.
Yeah. You can tie anything to anybody, really. My new movie idea is, what if you didn't have hands, but instead you had umbrellas?
See, that to me, though, is like weed mentality. When you're so high, where you're like, man, I remember when I was young, I used to make stuff with Barney in his little bag of tricks. So we just used to make stuff out of fucking toilet paper rolls. Like, that's high thinking, right? This is twisted, demented, dark fucking shit. Like, this is some serial killer who's like, oh, yeah, I've always had the fantasy of kidnapping people and surgically connecting them through their anuses. And then it's just like, yeah, I should make a movie about that.
Look, man, meth is a hell of a drug. Once you're on it.
I guess, man. It's got to be a darker drug than weed for sure to come up with that bullshit.
That's right.
Fuck that.
This is true.
Fuck that.
Well, we took a detour there. They're calling you, son.
I guess.
So we hit the club up last night to celebrate our friend's birthday. So we hit the club up, and it's weird now because we got the only table. I'm not bragging. We got the only table in the place.
I'm popping bottles and shit.
Popping bottles and shit. Cristal.
Making it rain on Henny, bitches, random
just,
bitches.
I was just throwing, I was just throwing Henny in bitches'
right.
eyes.
That's right.
You know, the norm.
Chase is coming over and being like, over making it rain.
Yeah, pop. No, it was a...
Pop. Yeah. Hit bitches with corks. Yeah. Pop.
I was like, give me that cork back, bitch. I'm going to do it again.
You're like, I put this cork back in the bottle.
Yeah. Shake it up again.
Give me a knife.
Pop. Pop, pop, pop. Anyways...
You're like, wait, the foamy stuff's not out yet. That's what I like the most.
Hey, it was gooey. Sorry. No, it was like there's only one table because the rest of the place was the dance floor. So we got the sitting area.
Uh-huh.
And so from my area, it was interesting to watch. Like the dynamic of going to a club and trying to get some poonanny, you know?
Yeah, you get to watch people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love doing that, actually. Like, you go to clubs where people are getting drunk, mm-hmm. and you can see some funny, funny shit.
Yeah, man. I got the feeling this is what Mufasa did all the time, just on Pride Rock. He'd just see shit and was like, this is stupid. I ain't gonna help.
He's like, and then he turns around and goes back to his pride.
Yeah,
he's female
like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm just gonna go fuck over here. I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah, man. So, you see like the dude just in a corner, just like mean mugging every fucker, just trying to look tough and shit. Cause they trying to pick out the weak chicks that they
the ones that are drunk.
The ones that are drunk, just they're gonna stumbling. Pick off. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh,
and which
dark.
Ones they find attractive, they're like, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get that one later.
That one's already weakened.
Yeah.
That is kind of dark. That's why y'all women need to be more careful when you're drinking shit.
Yeah, and they're just kind of picking them out. They're like, yeah, that one with the fat ass. Yeah, that MILF that's in here with her son.
Dude, you probably saw that there. Like the chicks that... got pregnant young,
mm-hmm.
and then now in their 30s, their kids are like 16, 18, so they're like, oh yeah, now I can go out. Mm-hmm. And then you see the ones, the 30-year-olds trying to make up for lost time. You're just like, all right, well, how are you trying to sleep with everybody in here? What's going on right now?
Yeah, so you see that. And then if you see like the couples and shit, like, off in the corner. Like, not off in the corner, but they're, like, definitely keeping to themselves and shit. Like, they're not mingling with anybody else. But, like, all the people who want dick are definitely, like, kind of in one area. Or, like, all the girls who want dick are definitely in one area. They, like, all, like, kind of dance with each other. And they, like, mingle with each other. And then all the butch lesbians just don't give a fuck because they'll fuck you up no matter what. That's their mentality. I saw a butch-ass lesbian.
Butch lesbians are aggressive, dog.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, you're going to take a punch. I'm like, you need to be fighting Brock. You need to be fighting John Jones, bitch.
They're ballsy, dude. I don't get how butch lesbians are so ballsy.
I mean,
and I've had some square up on me. I'm like, really? I'm like, we gonna play? I'm like, almost like, ah, man, I almost kind of want to play this game. You're see like, what's up?
Fuck, I don't do this much, but I'm gonna have to go General Pow 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 on you.
Well, fuck
Pow
you
Pie up. Pie.
But anyways, sorry.
Look up that reference, General Tao Pai Pai.
Throwback shit.
I'm mad he's not a character in Dragon Ball Z Fighters. By the way, I was just thinking
anybody
that.
From Dragon Ball.
That's fucked up.
It's all
they
Z
need,
stuff.
They need to have. General Tao Pai Pai.
They should have a Dragon Ball Fighters where it's like just Dragon Ball characters.
I want that, what's that fucking big pterodactyl?
Big pterodactyl?
Yeah, big pterodactyl Goku fought from Dragon Ball.
Where was that?
I don't know, he fought him in the World Martial Arts Tournament.
Oh, fuck. One of the generico characters in the World Tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
His name's like Bruce or some shit.
You're like, I want that smelly guy there. His power is just being real smelly.
Yeah, man. Anyways, but yeah, so it's interesting. It's interesting. You go over there and you see some shit.
Yeah.
And then you see the security guards. This was interesting. I haven't been to all the clubs, but I've been to a few. The security guards are like also perched up on top of shit, like above the crowd, like watching shit just to make sure. They're just waiting. They're wishing the N-word would do some shit.
That's interesting. So they're like in the middle of the crowd, but just and like
no. What they had, kind of like step stools, about as big as the case right there, and it was like about 2 feet. So they were like above everybody else, and they could see. And there was a guy because we were like kind of elevated above everybody, like about 5 feet, because we're on like a deck area where the DJ was, and the dude was right there by a DJ, and so he was up above even higher, and like. There's at least 3 security guards who are like that. I was like, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, they'd be able to see if somebody's reaching through their jackets and about to, like, spray some people with some lead.
Or some dick.
Ugh. Can you imagine? Somebody's all jerking
off. I will say
this
one gay guy was going hard to dancing, man.
Like he was just trying to really dance?
Yeah, man. He was going to town. I was like, damn, this gay dude got that Latin fever and shit. And then I thought he had it, but then he hit his final form when they started playing the reggaeton songs. He fucking went Super Saiyan Mexican, dude. I was like,
fucking,
shit.
You should have Instagram story to be like, damn, this is hitting, killing it.
He fucking killed it. After that, he was like, I need a break.
Like,
I was like,
tired.
Yeah, man. I was tired. Like, go get your break. Go get your break, son.
Maybe for that gay guy, it's like women, where women are like, I just want to go dance. I'm not trying to get with anybody in the club. I'm just trying to dance.
There's a few that were dancing, yeah.
Really dancing, or are they just like trying to grind up on other gay guys?
No, they're
or they're normal guys.
Yeah, no, they're dancing.
Gay guys always trying to convert normal guys. They're just like, oh, my suit. It's like a fucking cobra trying to mesmerize you into doing some shit.
Like, oh, it's all in the hands.
Oh. It's like, this all isn't right. Gay. No, it's not gay.
No, just take your dick out. Put it in my mouth.
It's not gay, bro.
It's okay, bro. Look, call me Sally.
Just pretend it's a girl. Close your eyes.
Yeah, girls have dicks.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jeff.
Disgusting. That's why I never got into that, you know when you see categories in porn?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the glory hole shit. Man, that's like my thing. I never want to stick my dick anywhere and be like, oh wait. I feel facial hair. Ah, I'm like, is that facial hair? Am I feeling a mustache? What the fuck?
I'm feeling Adam's apple.
Am I feeling one of those mustaches that curl at the sides? Oh, fuck.
No, it's not. Hey.
This podcast going sideways for the new year and shit.
That's how we're signing off. We're having
man.
Just a discussion.
thought it was going to be all lighthearted and funniness. And we're going to talk about human centipeding and getting blowjobs from random people you don't want to get blowjobs from.
Hey, look, when you want a random blowjob,
you know, you got to risk it.
You got to risk it.
To get the biscuit.
To get it. Sometimes you want a random blowjob.
The people going through this drive through right now are going to be very surprised when we're talking about just...
I'm not sure they can hear us.
I think they are. If not, the people in Starbucks are like, what is going on outside?
I hear a
big-ass piece of shit is trying to park next to me now. You know how hard that thing is trying just to roll in?
It's struggling. Can you guys hear this shit? It sounds like a tank.
Dude, that thing is working hard.
That was all the cylinders working. At least half of them. But yeah, man. So there you go. That's my adventure to the club.
So you went to... cool, man. You went to the club. Look at you.
It's cool.
Are you looking at places again or no? He's waiting a little bit.
Waiting a little bit. Apparently, he keeps telling me February is a good time to look. Hey, man, I think they just gave me hot chocolate.
Why?
Because it just tastes like hot chocolate.
What'd you get?
Salted caramel mocha. Oh.
Gay. You got the same thing I did. Gay.
Face is gay.
Dude, that Asian dude from Hangover. Have you ever seen that? He's like on, what is he on? It's a show. It's like Parks and Recs or some shit. And somebody just like says something and he's all gay. That dude's hilarious. And yeah, to know that guy's a freaking doctor. And he's actor.
He's a real doctor.
Just showing Bush is naked. He's just jumping on people. It's like, what?
Hey, man. You got to pay the bills somehow.
How much do they pay doctors in your country? Because this is a little crazy. Is he a doctor here in the U.S.?
I think he's a doctor here in the U.S., man.
That's interesting. I mean, I can't imagine he practices anymore, but can you imagine you're like in the doctor's lounge and like Bob comes over and he's like, hey, man, was that you there fucking jumping naked on Bradley Cooper?
I mean, it could have been.
It's crazy, man.
So anyways, you have cancer. Oh. So I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, that was me. Anyways, this don't affect the cancer. You have cancer.
You have cancer.
You're going to die. You're going to die, son.
Ugh. Anyways.
Yeah, man. But, yeah. So there you go. Story is about that. Is this a Drake?
I don't know what they got going on here. It's like all, like, ambience music. But... every once in a while, they throw a little song, and you're like, a little hard-hitting beat here. What's going on? Over here, like, is this NF? Is this Drake? What's going on?
I'll say that new NF song, that's the shit.
He's got some good shit, dude. I tried listening to the full album, but he's got some shit, too, where I'm like, oh, you're dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You're dealing with some stuff. I like the stuff that sounds like Eminem wrote it. All the shit that's kind of angry. I don't like the shit where you're just like, oh yeah, no, I'm dealing with some shit. And I'm like, all right.
You don't want to hear his inner turmoil?
Nah, man. I'm trying to get some hard-hitting shit. I want some shit. That girl right there in that car, right there, that girl just drove away.
Uh-huh.
It was just like Mia Khalifa.
Was it her?
I don't know if she'd be driving a Corolla. That truck is way too loud. Anyways.
That truck sounded like a Honda Civic.
Yeah, man. Did I tell you...
Saw Mia Khalifa?
No. You're still fucking... Look at you. You're almost like, I want to meet Mia
Khalifa. I want to meet Mia Khalifa.
Like, I've seen a few of her.
She could tell me great stories about her homeland.
She's a legitimate personality now, dog. Mm. She's no longer in that world, okay? You must respect her as a woman.
Of Afghanistan, I know.
Shit. She's on DeFranco's podcast or some shit.
Dude, I haven't heard DeFranco in 32 years.
Really?
The only thing I watch on YouTube is alien videos.
Conspiracy shit.
And conspiracy shit. By the way, do you know that Subway chicken is actually...
alien?
Is what? Is aliens?
You're like, are aliens? Dead aliens?
That's ridiculous. They're actually hobos. Anyways,
jeez,
that's ridiculous. Aliens, it's hobos.
Mustangs are the new car that makes so much noise and don't do anything.
It turned a corner.
It's crazy. They're the new GTO. Remember how asshole GTO owners used to be? They're just like, just noisy fuckers. Anyways.
Yeah. All right. You're telling me?
Oh, did I tell you that that the other day a cop bought me my lunch?
Why? You sucked him off in the bathroom, huh?
Because it doesn't fucking happen. You know how this happened? All right, it happened inadvertently. But I'm going to tell you how this happened.
I know.
Yeah.
You're like, you're that one dude who's getting that blowjob in that car that one time, huh? Mad props.
No. This is how this shit happens, all right, dog? Mystery girl was like, oh, we should go eat Chipotle or Safaria or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. And she's like, oh, I'll just do this. I'll grab it and I'll bring it over or whatnot. And I was like, cool. And that's how it happened. All right. Some thirsty fucker was like, yo, I'm going to buy your lunch. And she's just like, no, it's probably not a good idea. And he's like, no, I insist. Right. And according to her, she's like, all right, whatever. And then she orders her food. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to need another one. So then at this point, I think he would have regretted his decision. And
he's like, so,
you guys have lobster here?
So let me tell you what you need. I only need half a burrito for me. For the second one, I need, let me make sure I'm reading this right. 2 scoops of chicken, 1 shredded, 1 grilled. Fuck, that's a lot of chicken. Double beans, enchilada style, green sauce. And fuck, no lettuce, but chicken on the side. Okay.
I need a burrito on the side as well.
And also he wants 3 tortillas and more chicken. Okay, well, geez.
God damn, dude, look, these fucking giant Mustang and giant Optimus Prime truck, and just sounds are just conversing, and they're just blowing up my fucking ears right now. It's ridiculous, both of you.
That's hilarious, though.
But yeah, man, like, that just tells you right there how pussy really does go further than this. I've never had a random stranger buy my lunch. Ever. Which, by the way, you know, like, first of all, I think she told... Anyways, long story short, he still gave her his number or whatnot. Like, he wrote it on his receipt or some bullshit or whatever. But it's like, it never happens to dudes. I've never been at a restaurant, some chick's like, oh, I got his lunch, don't worry. You know, that doesn't happen. When does that happen for you?
They didn't give me free shit. They gave me extra shit. I get free drinks.
I mean, I've gotten free drinks, I guess. But it's not like... But that's usually, like, the employee, right? Like, the employer is going to be like, oh, here's a free
that's
drink.
The employee.
And you're like, yeah. This isn't a random ass stranger.
And I gotta look, like, decent. I can't look like I do right now. I look like a fucking hobo.
You're going to be like,
shit.
This hobo.
Yeah.
Can't have free shit.
Yeah, I gotta look like I'm a person and shit. I can't be just coming up from fucking looking like I worked on cars. Yeah.
That's my point. Like the employees will give you stuff. Like, I got a free drink, or maybe somebody gives me an extra large when I paid for a small or some shit, right? Like, yeah, okay, I get that. But to get a free meal from a random stranger, that's never happened.
Stranger.
Get the fuck out of here. And that guy probably was like, this bitch is ordering 3 meals. And she's like, extra everything, extra guac, extra burrito, extra meat. Can you put some more meat on top of the extra meat?
Hey, do you have a whole chicken? Do you just have a whole fucking chicken? Just a whole one. A whole fucking one. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, man. That's my whole point. I got a free lunch from a cop. So thank you, police department. By the way, I probably paid for it myself because, you know, taxpayers. But also, my whole point to this is the idea that this doesn't happen to men. Ladies are like, equality. Well, if you want equality, ladies, y'all need to start buying us some lunch.
Start buying us some lunch.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man.
Yeah.
I want some lunch from some random hoes. If you listen to this podcast and you're a hoe,
you're like, buy me lunch.
Buy me lunch.
I'll be here at these places.
I will
the next
be at these
days.
Locations for the next several hours.
Just like, meet me here.
Cash at me.
Like, please. Venmo.
Bevmo. Dude, Bevmo is the fucking shit, man. That's my spot now.
Bevmo or Bem?
Bevmo.
The fucking wine place?
Yeah.
I was thinking about the app place that you could trade money.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Venmo. That's
Venmo.
That's Venmo.
No, Bevmo.
Bevmo's the wine place.
Yeah.
Why is that your shit?
I've been in there like 30 times.
For what?
For wine and shit.
You buy wine now?
Yeah, man. I'm an alcoholic. I told you. I told you. See, you don't care about you don't care about my inner thoughts.
First of all,
you're just like get out here and do the show. And then when we're done, you're like, get the fuck away from me.
Get the fuck off me. We're done. This is like sex. Get off me. Don't touch me anymore. And anything that came off of me should not be touching me once again. Give me some wet knives, please. But first of all, that's a Black Mystery Girl coming out on you. Because right now when you were like, what did you say? You said something and you said it with like fucking some swag. What did you say? You were like, fuck, man. I'm going to have to go back to listen to the podcast and hear it again. But you said something. You were like, you know me. Or you said some shit. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what are you, where's that coming from? But anyways, you're an alcoholic now.
Yeah, man. Ever since I started working with these mutants, man.
You're like, I need to just take a little thumb.
The only thing that takes the edge off is sweet, sweet
alcohol.
Alcohol. 90 proof.
90? Jesus. You fucking just drinking Jaeger back?
Yeah.
Which is like the 90 proof, though. The one that tastes like licorice.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that? Jaeger bomb? Yeah, no. Yeah.
Jägermeister?
I think it's Jaeger. I'll look it up. That's what we should do for New Year's, dog. Just Jaeger shots. Just 90 proof. Just liquor shots. One after the other.
I'll bring my inflatable mattress.
90 proof. Vodka? Is it vodka? Amsterdam vodka. Smirnoff 100, apparently. May make their own shit. Everclear. Oh, dude, how is Everclear $15.99? That's how people die. Oh, dude, Everclear. I'm pretty sure it's Everclear. Even in just looking at it, I remember somebody gave me a shot of Everclear once. And they were like, here, try it. And I was like, I wasn't even a big drinker then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't.
Not like the pro you are now.
Not like the pro I am. Now I could take some Patron like a fucking connoisseur. But, anyways. Dude, Everclear tastes like paint thinner going down.
Oh, fuck.
It burns. You're like, ooh. I'm like, give me everything that's ever been a chaser ever. Give me fucking alcohol, more alcohol. Give me drinks. Give me pure lemon. Give me pure, like,
give me the whole fucking lemon.
Anything.
The whole fucking lemon.
Just give me Patron to chase it down with.
And then give me the whole fucking lemon again. Do you have the agave plant? Give me the whole fucking agave plant.
I'm all fucking chewing on it. Oh. Yum, yum, yum.
It's so good. It's so good. It's
cutting my hands. Oh. Everclear's a motherfucker, dude. It's bad.
Oh, fuck.
Ugh.
Whole agave plant. That's fucking hilarious.
That'd be funny if we did like a we'll start off with like five shots. Just pop, 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 pop. And then we'll just wait till it kicks in. And then just coast to something else, and then we'll do a podcast.
Hey, man. I ever told you this? I fucking love you, bro. Fucking. Yeah. You're so much better than the other fucking friend I had. what's his name? Fucking that fucking Mexican Eduardo. Fuck that dude.
I wonder what Eduardo's doing.
I don't care. Fuck that dude.
Damn. Why are you hating on him, dog? Have you ever looked him up on Facebook?
Maybe dude, there's 10,000 Eduardos on Facebook. In the city of Arizona. City of Arizona.
So. You're like in this block.
In this block. In this 2/4 miles. The way that says bish is funny.
Dude, the Baby Yoda memes are literally taking over. They're the best meme probably in a while. Like, you sent me the one where it was... It's like Baby Yoda just looking forward with like teary eyes, and it's just like, oh, when your girl runs over a pothole and says, oops. It's just like, oh, shit.
But, yeah. Fuck, what were we even talking about?
I don't even remember, man. How I got free lunch from the police department. Appreciate you, police department.
Thank you, city of whatever police department you
work for. Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate a free lunch, you know.
Good. Job.
Although I'm sure you're trying to get more than a free lunch, but
he was trying to get a free lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but that wait. I need a little like a little
drum. Get you a little drum. I think we get that sound effect board on a.
The problem is, like, we need a quiet place to do this. Maybe in the future we'll have a quiet place to do this, but it's just like we need somewhere where we can actually do some sound effects.
I'm gonna start thinking.
Dude, this song is like a porn song.
I think it was. This is a softcore porn song I used to watch.
Yeah, it's like in the back. You're just like.
Just when they're grinding.
Have you ever noticed in those old school porno when they have music like this? Like sometimes there's lyrics and the lyrics will fade out as the porn continues to go.
Dude, I can't watch. I can't watch porno with music on it.
With what? Music on?
With music.
Now they don't do that anymore, right? Do they
some,
do that?
Some still do that. And do I can't. They? I can't. Oh, fuck. It's fading out. Oh, that's when they switch position.
Oh. But that's funny because, like, there is an interesting kind of.
What is this?
With the music. What is it called when you study the film study? Like, you could do film study on.
Pornography?
On pornography, like old school stuff, too, yeah. Especially because they tried a little harder. Now they don't try that hard.
You got a funny meme to send you later.
Try hard? Your phone's having a hard time recognizing the song. No, it's not going to get it, dog.
I don't think it's going to get it.
Dang, it's not going to get it. Let's see if my phone gets it.
It's like Passion Cove. My phone just
it's like Different Strokes 4.
Eno Blaster 9. Nah, I think the internet stopped working.
Dude, your phone sucks. Look at this, I got it in 2 seconds. Song by GL Night Habit. This sounds like a porn song. Right here. The artist is G as in Gato, L as in Larry, and the song is named Night Habit.
Night Habit. Interesting.
It sounds like a raunchy song.
Yeah, man.
First of all, it sounds like a 90s song that is basically raunchy, where it's just like everything about it is like
pop.
Trying to get at it. Trying to get pop, at pop. It.
Pop. Anyways. Yeah. So that's that. I'm a little mad.
Why are you mad?
That you brought up that fucker of water. I don't like that dude.
Seriously? You're that butthurt about it?
Yeah.
Why are you that butthurt about it?
Treat that dude good, man. The least thing he could say is, look, I'm breaking up with you guys.
I'm breaking up. Well, he went to the military. What are you going to do about that?
Oh, he's probably dead. You're right.
Oh, Jesus.
You're right.
I think he wasn't going into anything super high risk.
He was a very smart man. He's frontline infantry.
But everybody and their mother, dude. You know what? That was
frontline infantry. That's right. You're right.
No, everybody and their mother.
Everybody who signs up at the mall is frontline infantry. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The Marines, probably. But everybody that after Halo just fucking wanted to go to the military, dude. And everybody and their mother was just like, yeah, bro, I'm just going to get into special forces. And I'm just like, dude, you're going to be the cook. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, you know, honestly, though, like, if you didn't have a choice in life and you didn't know where to go with your life, let me rephrase that. Not a choice, but you didn't know what. Shut the fuck up, Mustang. I'm trying to do a podcast. Look at this. Hear this. I don't know what that was. It wasn't a Mustang, though. But anyways. But it's actually the military, if you think about it, though, isn't a bad choice if you don't know what to do with your future. And you're not going into something high risk. Like, if you want to be a doctor, you could just sign up for the military, and then they'll pay for all your school anyways. You just got to probably sign up for or sign a contract for X amount of time. But or you could go to, like, be something that you can get paid to school through the military and then be super safe. I mean, if you want to be, like, a fucking commissary guy, like, you're just working at their store on the base, super safe. You can work at the base down the street here, make decent to great money, probably. And you're just selling Xboxes at the freaking commissary. Like, that's not a bad option.
No, it's probably the way to go. Oh, I was telling you I was an alcoholic.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. My bad.
Sidetracked because I was thinking about that Mexican dude.
So you've been drinking more, huh?
No, I just go in there to get gifts for people.
Oh, yeah, this is the time of the year where people give wine, which for me, it's always kind of risky. Like my boss's boss gave me wine. And I was like, cool, bro, appreciate it. But what if I had like an issue, right? Like what if I was just like 30 years sober, but I was just weak from the year of hard work. And then he gives me this wine and I just have it sitting in my living room and I'm just staring at it. I'm like, I shouldn't be drinking. I'm like 7 years sober. And I'm just staring at the bottle and staring at the bottle and staring at the bottle. And then one day I had a fucked up day at work and somebody just destroys the fucking weenus. And I'm like, how are you going to destroy the fucking weenus? And then I get home and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to open this bottle up.
Just go ham on it.
And I just go ham on it, dog. I feel like it's not a good gift. It's like me giving away like cocaine. I'm like, here you go, bro. A little something to make you feel good this winter. Warm you up.
But my dad did cocaine. Well, now you get a chance.
You get the opportunity. Now there'll be a higher level of understanding between you and old dad. That piece of shit still running, huh?
Say, how's that even running, man?
That's like a 91 Nissan Civic.
That's like a historic vehicle.
Nissan Civic. What the fuck? Am I high? Honda Civic. Honda Civic.
Yo, Civic Honda go.
I'm like, Cobalt SI.
But yeah, so I went in there. I got one of Black Mystery Girls a gift for one of her friends because...
You're like, here's this licorice liquor. Try it out. Take a good swig.
Well, I was looking for this specific one called Stella Rosa Platinum.
Oh, I think my mom has drank that or likes that shit or something.
Now I need some feedback on this, people. And by people, I mean hosts who listen to this. Is this a really good champagne or wine? I don't know. I think it's a wine. I'm pretty sure it's a wine. Now, is it a really good wine or is it a basic hoe wine? Because I went to BevMo. They were sold out. Went to, was it Wine? Total Wine.
Total Wine.
Sold out. Didn't have it. Went to Fry's. Didn't have it. Went to Safeway. Didn't have it. Went to Target. Didn't have it. Went to Walgreens. Did not have it. I went to all these places in the West Valley within like a 5-mile radius because I wasn't going more than 5 miles because I don't like this person that much. So fuck her. And nowhere had it. And so I went back in there to get my friend who I just told you about another gift, and I was like, well, I'm here. I'm going to look to see if they got it. Still don't have it.
It's for me to know what it is, it's a pretty popular one, dude. That's probably why.
Yeah, so now, is it a basic hoe drink that everybody drinks? Because it's you know, it's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. And really, it tastes like fucking Subway bread or...
No, I think it's just a really sweet one. I think it's like a really, like, I'm not a wine drinker, so I don't fucking know.
Or does it taste like pink Starburst, and that's why all these hoes love
it? I think it tastes like pink Starburst. Like, it's a sweet one.
That's what, so, okay. Because Olive Garden has a sweet wine there, and that's why we first started going to BevMo, because, oh man, maybe you are.
My bad. Getting old, dog. Then you get to bed and shit.
That's why we started going to BevMo, because, the dude at Olive Garden was like, yeah, you could get it here for like $35 a bottle, or you could get it at BevMo for like $10. So we got it at BevMo. And so we gave that away. We gave one of those away to somebody. And then somebody drank one. I'm not going to say who drank it all, but whatever. And
you didn't get to taste it?
I tasted like the tip of it.
So is that, did you taste, you remember if it's sweet?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
It's like sweet, right?
It's not that sweet, but it is sweet.
Most wines, dude, are disgusting.
Yeah. And so,
dude, this is the wrong spot.
He's going 10 miles an hour, by the way.
The only worse spot than this is the first Starbucks that had, like, the fucking sweepers every fucking time. That sweeper guy was always trying to sweep near us.
And so, And so, yeah, so I just want to know, like, is it good? Not good?
I think it's a good one to give as a gift because it's readily accepted by most people.
And then, but the gift I gave yesterday was kind of legit. It was a Game of Thrones beer set.
Game of Thrones what?
Beer set. It had like three different beers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was cool. But I don't drink beer. All beer tastes like pizza crust. You can't convince me enough that all beer don't taste like pizza crust. Me and Black Mr. Girl went to this place. They're like, hey, you want to taste all our beers? That's like our thing here. I'm like, cool. They're like, you want half of them or you want all of them? I'm like, I got this money, homie. Give me all of them.
I'm packing this wad in my pocket.
I mean, it was like $20 for
all of them. I'm not talking
about my dick. It's not like my dick.
Continue.
My dick is clean. Money is very dirty.
Ugh. That's why whenever strippers are like wanting bills to get shoved in places, I'm like, yo, dog, this is a disgusting dollar. I didn't watch this.
You know, a good social experiment is to put a bunch of jam on a dollar. Make sure it gets dry on there. Make it look like blood or something. And then be like, here, stripper, you want this? And put it in her thing. Now, she takes it. You're like, fucking nasty.
I don't think they fucking care, dog.
Fuck, nasty. And fuck, what was I saying?
You're talking about, you were trying out that beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we went there to get all the beers, and they have them like in little shot glasses so you can try them all.
We're good.
I think there was 12 of them. Out of all 12, two of them tasted like pretty decent. Like, I think one of them I could maybe take a full thing of. All the rest tastes like pizza crust.
Beer to me tastes disgusting.
That's 2 out of 10, man.
Disgusting. We should have gone to that, remember that,
2 out of 12, sorry.
That 8-bit, yeah. Like beer brewery place? Was that you?
Yeah, that's my shit.
We should have gone to that place and tried out some beer.
They said they were doing one.
The only thing that pisses me off about that place is like, how are you going to be called an 8-bit brewery, but then not have any video games?
Right.
Like, you better have some Mario. You better have some, like, Tetris.
Nope.
Some fucking asteroids.
Nothing, son. Nothing.
But anyways.
But, yeah, man.
Nothing. Yeah, man, I agree. I'm not a big beer drinker. The only beer I've ever liked was, Boski and his wife, we went to, what was it, Six Flags?
Start calling her Boski's Mystery Girl.
I'm going to get lost, though. I had already too many names. I need to give her a name, though, because I feel bad saying her name, because I don't know if she wants her name out there. Call her Jamaica. But we went to Six Flags, and we went to some, like, piano bar that was in Six Flags. Yeah, and they had this this is, like, the biggest bitch drink, by the way, too. They had, like, some orange-flavored beer, and it was actually not bad. It wasn't bad. And I think it was just the fact that we had been running around Six Flags all day, and I had got a lot of water in my system, and I hadn't eaten much all day, and we were running around, and it was hot. It was a hot day, so I'm sure I was a little dehydrated. I got a little buzz off of that bitch-ass orange drink.
You're like, hey, man. You're so pretty.
So I got a little muscular buzz off it. I was like, yo, what is in this shit? But I think it was just a day of running around.
You're like, fucking Boski, come here. I fucking love you.
Love you, man.
You're so
love
fucking
you,
muscular.
Like, fucking, let me feel you real quick, bro. So fucking, bro, no homo. Let me feel you.
So fucking
heavy. Like, your glutes are coming out nicely,
yeah,
bro.
So fucking, you can probably pop a bottle cap off your ass cheeks. Just twist that
getting,
bottle cap
it's
off.
Getting
of
too gay. yeah, man. So that maybe I gotta ask Boski what that was, and then maybe we'll try that out. So you can try that orangey shit. But I'm more of a liquor guy. Like, give me some shots. Ta. Or I've been on that Di Serrano tip. That shit's the shit. Boski's got me on that. See, Boski, you are a bad influence, dude. I'm over here. The only time I got alcohol is going to Boski's. Got Patron. Got Di Serrano. Got some orangey liquid beer bullshit. I don't know, man. But I'm just saying. Can I give you some Di Serrano? I have some at the house, dog.
There you go.
Shit, this
yeah,
is shit.
Yeah, I'm a... I don't like chug it all back at once. I'm just like a sipper. I'm like, yeah.
Di Serrano will work that yeah, word. You'll like that.
I'm like, I taste the consistency in this agave plant.
But I do love the fucking Patron.
I'm never going to live that down now. The agave plant shit is fucking hilarious.
That Patron shit. The Patron is smooth. I love Patron. Patron's one of those, dude, that I've gotten. Okay, hold on. Before I say this, I'm going to think it back into history. Because I was going to say, I don't get hangovers from Patron. But I have gotten hangovers from Patron.
I did wake up naked at the Ghetto Sky Mall one time.
There's a video of me on YouTube streaking. But that had nothing to do with the Patron. Yeah, that was
I woke up naked at a fucking Subway just fucking all the bread one time.
I had my dick between a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I was saying, take it, Ashley Simpson, take it.
It was like circa 2000.
Yeah, that was a deep
You don't know about it.
That was a deep reference, man.
But, yeah, man.
That song played in Kohl's. Like, whatever song she was popular for, I don't know the song. The song literally played in Kohl's one time when I was in there.
Dude, I mean, circa 2000, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, man. So, there you go.
And then something happened, or you're just like, she's doing these reality shows, and you're like, who the fuck is she? And then you're like, that's Jessica Simpson? Anyways.
It's because you became a man. You're like, you're ugly.
No. There was a time where she looked different because she just let go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're like, you're ugly.
Like, you let go.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm easy with my alcohol. I'm not like, beer, let me chug it all back. I'm like,
Gotta do shots, dog. Gotta do shots. So, this is what I would suggest to everybody. For New Year's, you should go back and listen to 2-3 episodes of this podcast, and every time I say apparently, you take a shot.
You're going to die.
Just one shot. Half a shot. Maybe half a shot. Because then you might die. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, we had 13 people's stomachs pumped because this fucker said apparently way too much.
There you go. If you want to take the ultimate challenge, every time we cuss.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
Say hi to death for me. To my loved Darksiders.
She's gonna be like, oh, Ruben John sent you? Yeah, they're on the first train. That's the conductor and
go
the guy.
Say hi.
That's the conductor and the guy who shoves the coal into the fucking engine.
Them.
Yep, that's them.
They're tired. Yeah. They got a long ways to go, though. This train's slowing down, too. You gotta go whip them.
Oh, fuck. They're like, one of them's getting healthy.
The other one's dying slowly. He's already dead. Oh, no, you could die again.
One of them looks like his life expectation went up. What the fuck?
Shit.
One of them's dying quicker.
Well, dog, I think we're pretty close to the hour here.
Oh, damn. Gotta take it out on a real bad note. Real inappropriate.
What, you want to go back to the centipede thing?
Yeah, man. So, 2021, we're centipeding each other.
I'm not centipeding you, fool.
No, you got to centipede a female,
son.
Oh,
okay. I was like, Jesus, you escalated this quickly. Females. If anything, I'm going to be the front centipede. I'm going to be the one eating the regular food, and y'all get the
regular. No. That's disgusting. Like, shit is not involved in centipeding. We're just eating each other naturally, like the good Lord intended. That's all we're doing.
That's all we're doing. All right, I got you. You're talking about regular centipede.
Regular.
Not the movie centipede.
Sexual centipede.
Gotcha.
Sexual centipede. 2020, year of sexual centipede.
You should go to Urban Dictionary and upload that.
I might.
You should.
Long
coin that bitch. And then what you got to do after all these terms is that you got to go in there and put Monday's Locker Room Talk podcast. And that way it just keeps bringing people over. They're going to be like, what are all these terms coming from?
What was the other one I said?
I got a list I sent you.
Frosty Dragon.
Oh, jeez.
Poncho. Let's go over some of the...
Let's go over the list. Yeah, in remembrance of a year of debauchery.
2019 and this just horribleness that you guys have sat through. Hey, hoes.
Shout I literally have a list on my phone that says Monday's Locker Room Talk product ideas. Here we go.
We're going to get some shit made too.
Whole bunch. And say what we should do in the last couple minutes of this podcast is go over and try to remember why we said these things. Okay.
Give me one.
Hashtag pie life. That's a pretty easy one.
That's classic.
Simple.
That's going to be the first shirt we make. If we can find a guy who actually gets our vision of what the highlight is.
Dude, I don't know if I ever told anybody on the podcast. I literally paid for an artist to draw Pie Life, and they could not get it right. This fucker did it 2 times, and he couldn't get it right. I'm like, it's a sexual innuendo. Pie Life. Yeah. What do you think I meant? And he's like trying to put the fucking cream on top. I'm like, you're an idiot. Get the fuck away from me, you shitty artist. You're lucky I'm asking for money back. The next one's fairly simple as well. No Pie Life, you know, fairly simple.
I don't talk to you if you're not about that.
All right, next one, Tiger Life. I don't remember this one.
Tiger Life. That's when you're just going ham, I guess.
Is that what it is? I don't remember what the fuck that is, man.
Trying to fuck people up.
Like, oh, this one's an old favorite. This might be a couple years old. Oh, Candy Canaan.
Oh,
Candy Cane. Remember that?
You should have brought that out for the holiday season.
Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
Remember that? I remember driving and saying that.
Yeah, it was
talking to Boski.
We were talking to Boski.
Yeah.
And then he called his wife and was like, hey, you know what Candy Cane is? He's like, we're going to try that.
Oh.
That is when your lady friend is on the rag and you're just like,
you're like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Let's go.
And
you got a pie of that, too.
That's right. Then you understand why the term candy cane.
Candy cane.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Pillow dick. Or pillow dick?
Pillow dick is great. I woke up with some pillow dick the other day. It was just in my mouth. I was like, what is this?
Can women get pillow dick?
Yes. Everybody gets pillow dick.
That's funny. All
get
right.
Get that pillow, corner of that pillow in your mouth.
Oh, this is an easy one. Ropes. Remember ropes?
Fucking ropes is awesome.
Ropes is awesome. We should just put another one like thick ropes.
Rope life.
Ropes fairly simple. If you don't get ropes, I don't tell you. I did want like a shirt though that said battle ropes.
Battle ropes.
And it was just like you and me like with battle little cartoon versions of us like just whipping ropes. But the ropes are just really gross looking.
They're sticky and they're white.
Something. But artists can never get the vision, man.
We need to go to like page 88 of DeviantArt.
Yeah, we need to go to some dark motherfuckers.
The guy who made Human Centipede would probably get it.
Remember this one? What? Foot icing. Foot icing, dog. What's up?
That's
for guys probably that love feet.
I heard some stories about that. Ugh.
Foot icing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, one that goes good with foot icing is also like toaster strudeling. You know what I'm saying? You get that one?
That's a good one, too. They lock themselves in or they lock themselves out?
She knows we're staring at her trying to lock that door up. Toaster strudeling. Remember toaster strudeling? Toaster strudeling is because for those of you maybe in another country that don't know what the fuck a toaster strudel is, it's like a Pop-Tart, except they're plain.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you heat them up, you have this icing that you can put on top.
You put the icing yourself.
Yeah, toaster strudeling.
Toaster strudeling.
Here's another one. Nut is life. That's just science. That's all just right, science.
See, that's a good shirt because you can just have a guy draw like a Mr. Peanut looking dude and just put on top. Is life, or on the bottom is life.
Yeah. Yeah, or if you want to go real graphic.
Wow. Okay.
You put a little like one of those donation cups where people donate sperm. Just fill it up with some white liquid and say, like, nut is life.
Speaking of that, do you remember the game called Semen?
The name sounds familiar. What is that about again?
You're a fucking semen and you're just trying to live and shit.
No, I don't. I mean, I remember that name. Now I have to Google it.
Yeah, that's one of the Semen. I can't get off my phone. Semen. Oh, yeah, there it is. It just popped up. Semen. Yeah, there you go.
It's you're a fish.
Yeah, you're like a fish.
This is a Nintendo game?
Dreamcast. Semen is a virtual video pet game for the Sega Dreamcast. It is one of the few Dreamcast games to take advantage of the microphone attachment.
Yeah, I don't think I've I don't think I've ever played that game, but I think you might have brought it up, and that's how it came up.
Yeah.
All right, here's another hashtag.
Fuck, my hand's cold.
Poncho Side Boob.
Poncho Side Boob is great.
Remember that?
Like, Mr. Go just brought that up.
We're talking about side boob, and then we're talking about, like, if you're hella Mexican, right, that you got a poncho. You got a little side boob on the poncho.
Poncho Side Boob.
That'd be great, dude. You could probably make those shirts or stickers and sell them on 75th left and right. They'll sell like hotcakes, dog.
You're probably not wrong about that.
I'm probably pretty right about that. You can literally have a stack of stickers, and every Mexican dude you see that's holding his girl a little too tight, he'll buy one of those.
So everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you hear about that shooting over there?
Yeah.
Oh, I sent you the thing.
Yeah, yeah. You said you just left.
I was there the same day. That was crazy.
You gotta start packing, dog. Especially if you're going there.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Here is the next thing we've said. Flicking the Huckleberry Hound.
Flicking the Huckleberry Hound. Yeah, is great, man. That one is hilarious.
Yes, when girls are getting at it.
Yeah, gotta,
getting at their Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah, you got to flick it a little bit.
Flicking at the man in the canoe, you know? You know what I'm saying? Guy at the front of the canoe, you know what I'm saying?
Did you say the man on the canoe?
Yeah. Yeah, you never heard that before?
Oh, fuck. I'm fucking speechless right now.
You never heard that before?
The man on the canoe?
So graphic, huh? Have you not heard that before?
What? My head hurts.
The fucking man on the rowboat or some shit, you know? You know what I'm saying? Have you never heard that before?
I've never associated the two.
Really?
I've never been like, oh, hey, a canoe and the guy rowing.
But
oh,
gives you a
vagina. That's what the Indians were doing.
You get a good visual.
That's what the Indians were doing.
They're like, we're going to have to build a boat. What shape do we do it in? They're like,
Well, naked bear, shaven bear over there.
Shaven bear.
Showed us the way. We must follow her lead.
Yeah, man. Man in the canoe might actually be the good shirt idea, too.
That's a good one.
Next hashtag. Too much thigh meat. You remember that one?
I don't know, man.
I don't remember that one either. I just remember talking about thigh meat, but why would we say too much thigh meat? Was it just a chick?
I think it's going to suffocate you.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you want to die, I think.
Yeah.
Too much thigh meat.
Yeah. Ladies, take notes. You know what I'm saying?
Too much thigh meat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. and then this was my dumbass one where I was like, you don't want these feet. Because I was just talking about racing people and shit.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Next one. Trying to get that lollipop. What the fuck are we talking about?
Trying to get at that lollipop. Is that a vagina thing, too?
Or maybe it's a dick thing.
That's very ambiguous, man.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That might be for the LGBTQRSDUC community.
Maybe. This one might be one of the funnier ones that actually just works out perfectly, but it sounds great too. This is a linking up like Legos. That was awesome. Like, I want to link up like a Lego girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it gives you such a great visual.
Yeah.
It's such a PG like thing you can say. It's not like, you know what I mean? If you go up to somebody, you're like, man, too much thigh meat. People are like, oh, what the fuck is he talking about, right? But if you go like, yeah, linking up like Legos, people are like, what is he? If they're dirty minded, they're like, that's kind of dirty, right? But if you're not, you're like, oh, they're going to play with Legos later? We're going to link up later, right? And the new thing the kids are saying, we're going to link up later, right?
All
right,
we're going to have to linking do that. That might be one of the first ones.
And it's a great visual because if you think about it, Legos like link up perfectly.
They do.
Like they fucking seal.
And also, if you really think about it, not only do Legos link up, but you get Mega Blocks too.
That's right, linking up like Mega Blocks for the bigger folk.
Yeah.
One thing you haven't done in a while that I think you should bring back:
snap it in like Kinects.
Jeez. No. Is something you should bring back. The last thing on this list is history according to Ruben. You haven't done that in a long ass time.
You want some history according to me?
Yeah, you got to do that again, dog. That shit's funny.
All right. We have to do a history lesson.
We'll have to do that next year.
2020,
baby. 2020. Fuck, man. This 2020 feels like it's going to be a big year because it's such a solid number. Mm-hmm. 2020, it's a fucking number. It's like a rock hard number.
Right. What's some? What's a goal? Let's give everybody some goals.
All right, what are the goals, dog?
Don't get nobody pregnant, people.
Definitely don't get pregnant.
Don't do that.
Even though Ruben is all about that pie life, apparently.
I'm telling you, the WMD kills all the nuts.
How do you know the WMD is still in there, though? How do you know she didn't go through like a metal detector and just fucking shot out of her just like a through
like fucking Magneto?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Didn't you say it was a vibranium or some shit? Or what the fuck was in there?
fucking gundanium?
Adamantium or some shit?
That fucking blade Thanos had to kill all the Avengers?
Yeah.
That fucking sword he had? He's just spinning around and shit?
Thanos' mini sword is just spinning like a helicopter in there. And so as your semen goes in there, it's just chopping it all up.
It's like, not today, bro.
Not today. None of y'all getting through.
Nah. Oh, shit.
That's it, man. We got to keep this going. That's it.
Ah, that's a good way to end it. There.
Hope all you crazy freakers have a. I like how I'm censoring myself now. Have a crazy fun New Year's.
That's right.
We'll see you guys hopefully the week after.
That's right.
This Monday,
should
be safe.
You have no plans.
Especially you ladies. Once again, be aware of your peripherals and your surroundings. Don't take drinks from crazy dudes.
That's right. That's right. If you're gonna get dick, make sure you get it at your place. Or in a car.
Sure, like, or in the back in the trash can somewhere, whatever.
You know, whatever.
Whatever you're into. As long as you know the person, you're fine.
Yeah. You know,
anyways.
In the back of the Uber, that's probably the best.
Dude, Uber guys must see some shit, right?
Right.
Right? If you're like an Uber guy working over there by the clubs and shit, you probably see some shit.
You probably collect pennies at the end of the day.
Probably chicks are probably like, oh my God. And like, you get blowjobs for payment.
You didn't just see anything, did you?
That's probably happening.
Yeah, I did.
But you're also probably getting a whole bunch of randoms, too. Like, probably people trying to fuck in the back of your car while you're trying to drive. Like, hey, you can't fuck back there.
When I took one Uber to pick up my car, the lady was like, oh, yeah, some dude shit in here last week.
Nah, man. Nah, what do they charge you for that? Is it like an extra $30 to clean the fucking car if you fuck it up?
Clean the shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worth it.
I don't know.
Pay me $30 just to clean some of
the
shit.
My Uber was like $6.
Disgusting. No, what I'm saying is you got to pay extra if you fuck up the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, like $30 isn't enough for me.
That's why I'm putting all the nut in the hole. So I'm like, hold it. Hold it in.
Clench.
Clench it.
Hold it.
Hold them all.
You got muscles down there for a reason.
I seen it in a video. Don't be stupid.
Oh, shit. That's it, man. That's it. We got to cut this bitch out for us an hour and a half.
All right.
Hope you guys have a good New Year's. Right. Be safe.
Be safe. We'll see you guys next week. Woo.
Peace out.